Free buildings housing major U.S. government institutions have made national and international history. The White House, the Capitol, and the Pentagon. In today's episode of the Mewin podcast, we'll focus on the one that represents a rock of security, the Pentagon. The Pentagon was conceived in Washington, D.C. by Brig Somerville, who in the early 1940s presented it as a temporary solution to the severe space shortage facing the War Department at the time as the threat of entering World War II became imminent. One of the largest office buildings in the world, the Pentagon, serves as the headquarters of the U.S. Department of Defense. A symbol of American military strength, the concrete and steel building is recognized around the world. Nearly 30,000 military and civilian personnel work inside the Pentagon each day. The Pentagon is three things in one. It's a building, an institution, and a symbol. The Pentagon's institutional status derives from its role as the nerve center of the nation's armed forces, the largest of the U.S. government institutions. From the Pentagon, the President and the Secretary of Defense exercise command and control of the nation's armed forces around the world. A symbol of the nation and the world since its inception, the Pentagon is first and foremost a metaphor for American power and influence, with all the good and bad images such a symbol suggests. Even today, for most Americans, it is the embodiment of American strength and authority, the nerve center of the military establishment, a rock of security. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Mewin podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.